This is GQDN for December 13th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get all the drink mixes for 25% off. If you do that, it's really, really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, well, it's all about the Game Awards. So let's get started, shall we? Because for the complete list, I went with NintendoEverything.com. And yes, you can go to thegameawards.com and get the list there, but this is more linear. So we're going to go from the bottom up. And they have it as the Player's Voice Award, which went to Black Myth Wukong. The Best Esports Team was T1. The Best Esports Athlete was Faker. The Best Esports Game, League of Legends. Content Creator of the Year, Queso. Most Anticipated Game, Grand Theft Auto 6. Best Adaptation, Fallout. Best Multiplayer Game, Helldivers 2. Best Sports / Racing Games, EA Sports FC 25. Best Sim Strategy Game, Frostpunk 2. Sorry, I only got 4 hours of sleep. Best Family Game, Astrobot. Best Fighting Game, Tekken 8. Best RPG, Metaphor, Refenso. Best Action Adventure Game, Astrobot. Best Action Game, Black Myth Wukong. Best VR AR Game, Batman Arkham Shadow. Best Mobile Game, Balatro. Best Debut Indie Game, Balatro. Best Independent Game, Balatro. Best Community Support, Baldur's Gate 3. Best Ongoing Game, Helldivers 2. Games for Impact, Neva. Innovation and Accessibility, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. Best Performance, Melina Jurgens, Hellblade 2. Best Audio Design, Hellblade 2. Best Score and Music, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Best Art Direction, Metaphor Refenso. Best Narrative, Metaphor Refenso. Best Game Direction, Astrobot. And Game of the Year, Astrobot. Congratulations to all the winners at the Game Awards. If you want to rewatch it, you can go to GameAwards.com, or you can go to YouTube and find it, or you can see my reactions to it on twitch.tv/JoeSpace and look at the previous recordings. We will talk about all that tomorrow on the last weekly show for the year. But that wasn't the only thing that was announced there at the Game Awards show, because there were a lot of different announcements. So, when you're ready, here we go. Ninja Gaiden is coming back. I'm getting this from Eurogamer, PC Gamer, and Engadget.com, but mainly from Eurogamer. But like I said, Ninja Gaiden is coming back. Now, this is going to go back and forth from action to RPGs, cozies. This is going to go all over the place. I'm just warning you. Because the next one is One Move Away, and that will come out next year. And by the way, Ninja Gaiden will come out next year as well. And by the way, some of these will have release dates to it, and some of them won't. Now, ones that do have a release date is Slay the Spire 2. It did have a new gameplay trailer, and it will become an early access next year. Dave the Diver is going to the jungle. So it's going to be Dave the Diver in the Jungle, and that will be coming late next year. Thick as Thieves will now be coming as well from the War Inspector Studio, and that will be coming in 2026. But we'll see if they have any early access to that one. And that will be coming on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. The Shadow Labyrinth will be coming as well, and that will have a Pac-Man reference to it, because Pac-Man will be following the character at the very least and may help out the character. So we shall see what happens. Keep in mind, all the trailers are up on YouTube. Now, this one does not have a release date to it, but it does look interesting, so keep your eyes open. Steel Paws is coming to your mobile from Netflix Games, so you can get that on your Google Play Store and your iOS, and that'll be coming next year. Koyora, a pixel sandbox type game from Core Keeper. Does not have a release date to it, but that one too looks interesting. Rematch, if you want to play a soccer game, will be coming next year to the different consoles. Well, two of them, Xbox and PlayStation. It will be up on PC next year. So if you like soccer, check that one out. Celeste 2 will have an early access in 2025. This is going to be an RPG game, and we'll see what happens to it. And then came The Witcher 4, and that got a pretty big reveal to it. And that obviously comes from CD Projekt Red. They did not announce a release date to it, but what we do know is that the protagonist is Ciri. That's the female, and she will be doing a lot of the fighting. And all you Elden Ring fans, Night Rain from Elden Ring will be coming next year. Supposedly late next year, but there is more stuff for Elden Ring 2. Have fun. And of course, we got some games moving around too. As we know that Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is out, but that was only out on PlayStation. Well, guess what? Now, it'll be coming to PC on January 23rd. So just over a month away. So if you want to see that on Steam, which is essentially going to be the one, then yeah, it'll be up on Steam very soon. It's a good game. Now, we go to more cat games. Catly is another cat adventure, and that'll be coming to PC, Apple Watches, and Nintendo Switch. So we'll see what to do about the cats. That could be interesting itself. Then came Project Robot, and that comes from the maker Ico, and that in itself only had a 30-second trailer to it. Roughly 30 seconds, maybe more like 45. There was no gameplay to it, so it doesn't look like it'll come out next year, but it was announced. So is this, Outer Worlds 2 got a new trailer and it gets a 2025 release. That'll be on Xbox Series X and S, Game Pass and PC. Now, it will also be on PlayStation 5, but there is no word as to when or where, or I should say when or how, if this is going to be delayed. But if you like the Outer Worlds, it's coming. Outer Worlds 2. And if you like the stuff from Take Two, then you might like Split Fiction, because that was also announced. And that'll be coming next March. So once again, this is a two-player game, and this is looks to be very ambitious. And it does look really good. At least the trailer did. Now we go to Steel Hunters, because the World of Tanks studio did make that one. And if you do like Transformers, this might be a game for you. Now, right now, the 10-day beta is up for this one on PC. So look for Steel Hunters if you're curious. It is a bit of a shooter, so enjoy it. And The Long Dark 2 Black Frost was also announced. Now, if you like a little bit of scary stuff, this one will be in early access in 2026, and this will be a survival game. So how will you survive? Now, Borderlands 4 also got its first gameplay trailer. And if you know Borderlands, well, you'll be looking forward to this one because that'll be coming in 2025. But what if you like both Final Fantasy and Tekken? Well, Clive Rosefield is going to Tekken 8, and that'll be on December 16th. So that is going to be very curious in how the playstyle goes for that one. Splitgate also got some trailers to it. So for like a little bit of a Portal game and you want a little bit of PvP action, well, this one will be for you. And it'll be a three-team battle mode. So good luck. But there was another fighting game coming back too. Virtua Fighter. Now, right now, all we got was a trailer. There will be a special broadcast coming later on. Probably more like January, what I'm thinking. But when that broadcast does happen, we will find out more details about the game. Maybe even the release date, but we'll see about that. And then there's another project coming as well called Project Century. And that's being made by the Like a Dragon's RGG studio. So Project Century will be kind of like a dragon, but it'll be in 1915 Japan. And you are going to use your fists. So prepare to beat up some people, or get beat up. Turok was also announced as well, and this will be Turok's Origins. So we'll see when that comes out. It does not look like it will come out very soon, so probably 2026. But Warframe 1999 did get its final trailer and a release date, and this little FPS game is going to be very interesting to look at. And if you can't wait for it, well, you don't have to wait very much longer, because this game, Warframe 1999, will come out December 14th. 1999. I was just out of the Navy back then. Anyway, if you like Power World, like I do, Fabric is coming. And this is a big-time update. And it'll be coming December 23rd. And if you like some exploration and you want to catch some pals, this is going to be right up your alley. Game is fun. Onimusha, Way of the Sword, has been announced too via Capcom, and that will be coming in 2026. So if you want to slice some people up, go to it. Go to it, go to it. Then came the first Berserker Kazan. We've seen some trailers in the past, but this is essentially the last one, because the first Berserker will be coming March 27th next year. And then they showed Dying Light, and that will come out December 25. It's a little bit of a apocalypse type of game, so enjoy. And then we got a scary one. Stage Fright was also announced, and that's from the makers of Overcooked. And this is a co-op adventure game. And they did have some voiceovers in the trailer, along with some split screen actions as well. And then we saw the Game of Thrones. The game's called King's Road, and it's got the TV actors in it doing the voiceovers. If you like that type of action, then you will know that the game will be coming out next year, 2025. And we also got an update from The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered. That'll be coming out April 3rd, 2025 on PC. And this one had a Batman feel to it, but it's not Batman. Sonic Team Racing Cross Worlds. And all they showed was the race car. That was it. So, when will we race? Who knows? Then they showed Mafia of the Old Country. Some cinematics and some gameplay to it. That'll come out next summer. Looking good. Then came another game called Dispatch. And that'll be voiced by Aaron Paul and Laura Bailey. And it is a superhero game where you must dispatch the heroes to fight the crimes around the city that you're in. No release date yet, but we shall see what happens. Capcom also did announce Okami, the sequel, but there is no release date for that one. Trailer did look good though. And they ended the reveals with Naughty Dog and Kamiya, and it's called Intergalactic, the Heteric Prophet. That one does look interesting. But then again, they all do. There is no release date for that one. But that one does look pretty good. Y'all look pretty good too. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the Game Awards. You better ding will believe it. On twitch.tv/DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production. 2024, all rights are revealed. Revealed? All rights are reserved. It was a long night, guys. It's been a long day. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow.